Well, good afternoon, Durand, and welcome to the Fanfare 2017, being held on October 7, 2017 at Novi High School. This is Dr. Gary Sullivan, and I'll be evaluating you in the caption of Music General Effect. So I look forward to providing tape narrative in this context, and I'm thrilled that you're here today. So good luck for a successful performance. Okay, your show's progressing from a cymbal roll in the front ensemble setting the mood. Pretty good detailing of the mallet parts. As we're adding the elements on the field, want to make sure that we very succinctly and carefully add them to the texture. Keep it going. Somewhat dissonant in the fabric. Need to detail a little bit more energy to the point of relaxation. I feel like there's a little bit of rhythmic flux here. I want to be sure that we get the detail rhythmically. Also, I think I'd make a very clear demarcation of the energy level, very angular, when you make the hit to this main segment here. And you're using the front ensemble transitional element, integrating with the battery. Battery, make sure we avoid the pop-outs, very cleanly execute. Pretty good rhythmic confidence in those brass insinuations. However, we want to work on the clarity and tonal center a little bit more. Yeah, it's almost like we lose the forward energy of that a little bit. Want to make sure that you very clearly articulate, keep the energy from side to side on the field. Pretty good detailing of the dynamics at the termination of the event. Okay, return to the sax solo again. Have a pretty good sense of going from element to element here. There is a certain sameness, however, in the contrasting from front to ensemble. You want to set up a hierarchy of energy levels as you go through that. I'm sure that this is perhaps an extended down section. It's almost as if that brass entry there was just a little of air to the texture, prevailing texture. I think we want to explore the control of the textures. We're going from element to element. Make sure that there's quality in the presentation and good balance. It's good to hear the woodwind element there. However, there's a little bit of a balance concern, not always getting the detailing from the front ensemble and the ensemble behind. Again, pretty good detailing of the dynamics. A little concern with the clarity. Okay, pretty good handling of dissonance and effective termination. Just not sure how this fits into the fabric. Again, the silence used as a musical element here. Good contrasting in the construct to the front ensemble. Your design does have a certain amount of sameness, even within the fact that you have the variation. These elements are somewhat similar in the fact of their construction of dissonance. Good with the silence. Pretty good termination and detailing of the dynamics away. Again, we have silence here.
I think
feel the trumpet maturity is a real concern here. Make sure that we open the apertures, avoid the closing of the apertures in the upper register. Gives us a little brightness to the sound. There's a little bit of a gapping, too, as we go from segment to segment there. I want to make sure that these are a very linear build to this lockup here. Not sure we're getting everything there. A little bit of concern with the handling of the tonal projection of those dissonant structures. I think in design there's a pretty good idea, but it just needs to have more depth to send the idea with the effect desired there. Also, as we develop this texture here and continually going to this point of, again, more of a transparent area here, make sure that there's good energy in the sound, that everybody's playing to the end of the phrases, and that we're extending through things. I'm going to make sure that the percussion break is not the obligatory break. Also, a little concern with the gap there. I think we can transition through that. A little ostinato figure that's being played, the dissonant texture in the brass, is being handled rhythmically pretty well. It's just that you're not locking into the center of the tones throughout the ensemble. Also, it has an effect of dominating. I think at some point it needs to subordinate to the overall texture. Imitative texture, stage left to right, woodwind, brass. Good idea in terms of musical presentation. Very good effect. Want to make sure there's a uniformity of quality, however. The 2D ensemble sound can be very effective as far as the delivery of energy in this culminating event. However, very concerned with the depth of texture from the top of the ensemble down through. Need to energize the sound a little bit more in those inner voices. Pretty good opportunity for consonants in this big closing moment here. Want to make sure you really, really send home the sound so that it has a full sound getting to the ends of the phrases. Well, there's so many opportunities in your program. First of all, I want to make sure you energize the main sections at the start, some very angular need to energize. The tonal center of the band shifts. You need to work on individual tonal developments so that the 2D ensemble sound will be full and mature throughout the majority of your program. And make sure that those dissonant structures are well balanced and coordinate well with the consonant ones. In terms of overall design, I think you want to eliminate sameness. Search out a way to make a hierarchy and a very clear direction through the program. There tends to be, in my personal opinion, a little bit of sameness in going from a dissonant structure to a soft moment, dissonant structure, soft moment. And I think you can fix that by having a little more transition, also good direction of sound and intensity through the entire program, a macro plan, if you will. The palette is somewhat... somewhat varied. It could use probably a little bit more variety. I think that the selection of voicings are fairly similar. You have a wider palette of sounds in the band. I think that could be explored in the actual program. But at this point, I think we need to just detail with the performers what we have. So I've enjoyed seeing your group today. I hope my comments have been helpful to you.